As you all know, there's been a proposal that we should try to reduce our energy consumption here in the office, both to save money for the business and to help the environment. The function of this meeting today is to get your ideas on how to do this, and hopefully to come up with a plan to take forward. Would anyone like to start? What are your views? Yes, Zara.
Well, if we really want to do something to save on electricity costs long term, why don't we consider an alternative energy source? We could install some solar panels on the roof. That would generate plenty of environmentally friendly electricity.
That's not a bad idea. Would anyone like to add to Zara's comments? Alan?
It's true that we could go for a big solution like solar power generation. Even so, I think we could consider some rather simpler, smaller scale ideas too, like changing to low energy light bulbs. There's a lot of potential to save energy there.
I think that's a great point, Alan. Abdul, would you like to expand on that?
Yes. Alan's light bulb idea is a really good one. Energy-efficient bulbs aren't hugely expensive to install. In addition, they pay for themselves quickly.
Pay for themselves?
They don't use much energy, so they're cheap to run. It means they will soon save us more money than the cost of the new bulbs. Although these energy-efficient bulbs are expensive, we would save enough money in 1 year to pay for them.
I see. Do you have any other ideas?
Yes. Some of the ideas are very simple. Cleaning our dirty windows, for example. As a result of that, we'll allow more natural light in. Furthermore, we can turn off our computer screens when we get up from our desks.
Yes, Zara?
We could also consider turning off the air conditioning when it isn't too hot, so we can use less energy.
Great idea.
We could get rid of one of our photocopiers, as we don't really need two. The current machines use energy even when they're on standby.
Also a good plan. Now, I'd like to go back to Abdul. Abdul, you said we should consider smaller scale solutions to our energy consumption here. Are you saying you're against installing a solar energy system?
No. I really like that idea because once it's installed, the system will have a low operating cost. And it's an environmentally friendly way to generate electricity, which are two big positive points. But there are other considerations. For example, we'd have to look at the generating capacity of the system. It's very expensive to buy and install. And if it doesn't produce a lot of power, it'll end up costing rather than saving us money. At least for the first few years. The challenge is to choose ways of saving energy that also save money right now.
Yes, I agree with that. The other real environmental problem we have here in the office is rubbish. Most of us buy our lunch in plastic containers that have to be thrown away. It's a disgrace. We really should try to reduce the volume of rubbish we create here in the office.
Sorry, but that's not really what we're discussing right now. We can deal with waste and recycling later. Right now, we're talking specifically about energy use.
Okay, fine. Sorry about that.
So, we were talking about turning off computer screens and turning off the air conditioning. But I don't think we should forget about installing solar panels or a solar water heating system.
But there are some drawbacks to that, such as installation cost, which Abdul mentioned.
Right. And there's also the problem
Can I just say, by the way...
Sorry, but could you hold that thought until Abdul has finished, please?
Sure, sorry.
The fact is, both systems Zara mentioned are technically complex and expensive to install. There's also the problem of maintenance. We'd need to pay an engineer to come to do repairs if anything went wrong, and for expensive parts that needed to be replaced. There could be a real decline in the amount of money we save if we ran into operational problems.
Can I just clarify something here? Abdul, is this experimental technology, or have alternative energy generation systems been successful in other office environments?
Well, every small-scale system is different because every building is different. The technology would have to be specially designed for our building in order to be efficient.
I can't help but feel that a solar energy project would be too ambitious. There would probably be technical limitations about the sort of system we could install on the office roof. I'm not sure it's even possible, or if the local government would let us.
I can assure you that the company wouldn't do anything unsafe or illegal.
It could be good publicity, though. We could market ourselves as a complete green business.
Maybe we should have some of our marketing people look at that.
We're getting sidetracked. Can we stick to the main points of the meeting? We should probably move on to the next part of the agenda, so I'd just like to summarise the key points so far. First of all, we want to immediately start making the simple energy-saving changes mentioned, such as cleaning the windows, turning off computer screens, and installing energy-saving light bulbs. Second, we want to look into possible larger-scale alternative energy systems, such as solar panels or a solar water heating system. However, we need to do a lot of research in that area to see if we could get permission to install a system on the roof. A positive to installing a larger-scale project would be that it could generate good publicity for the company. Have I missed anything?
You didn't mention...